What do Jeremy Corbyn, Bernie Sanders and Alexis Tsipras all have in common? Well, a few things. They're all politicians. They're all left-wing politicians. They're all hoping to get elected. Alexis Tsipras wants to be Prime Minister of Greece again. Bernie Sanders is challenging Hillary Clinton to be the Democratic nominee for US President. And of course, Jeremy Corbyn is, as I speak these words, standing for the leadership of the Labour Party. If you're listening to our Sunday repeat, then you will know whether or not he has succeeded. But there's something else Corbyn, Sanders and Tsipras have in common. They've talked enthusiastically about reaching out to those of us who don't usually touch a ballot paper.
Truth of the matter is that the media, large corporations, the people who control politically our country today, do not want you to participate. That's only bad for them. They want a low turnout of primarily upper middle class people. They want big money to dominate the political process. Their nightmare is that young people, lower income people, working people jump into the political process.
Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders there, hoping to win the votes of people who don't vote. Corbyn and Sanders are often criticised as being too left-wing to win a national election. But some of their supporters argue that electoral victory is in their grasp. All they would need to do is mobilise people who at the moment don't vote. So is this plausible? And is there a way to figure out whether winning over non-voters might prove pivotal in an election result? The British general election may have taken place 4 months ago, but David Rhodes is here, still poring over the results. Hello, David.
Hi, Tim.
What did the election results tell us about non-voters here in the UK?
Well, in May, nearly 16 million people who were registered to vote didn't.
And is that a lot?
Yeah, it's 34% of the electorate, which is almost as many as voted for the Conservatives who won the election. So even if a modest slice of these non-voters could be persuaded to show up and vote as a bloc, that could clearly be decisive.
Yes. So we know that there are lots of non-voters, but do we know much about them?
Good question, and it's one that I put to James Morris from the global research company Greenberg Quinlan Rosner.
Across the world, non-voters are systematically more likely to be poorer, younger, and from minority ethnic groups. And that's true in our polling, but it's true in the US, it's true all across Europe. They are disengaged from politics, they feel like it doesn't make much difference to their lives.
Let's look at what that might mean for the Labour Party here in the UK. If non-voters are predominantly from a lower socioeconomic background, that would suggest that they're more likely to vote for a party or a candidate that's on the left of the political spectrum?
So let's take the 34% of non-voters from the UK in the last general election. James Morris's guess is that if forced to vote, 50% of these might vote for Labour, given their socioeconomic background, 25% might vote for the Conservatives, and the rest might vote for other parties.
So the left-wing support's there. But are these hard left people who don't vote because they feel Labour's just too right wing? Are we talking about a big untapped voting bloc of communists just waiting for the right leader?
Well, here's a clue. In May, just days after the election, Greenberg Quinlan Rosner conducted a survey of 4,000 people, voters and non-voters. They asked them about their attitudes to some big, broad political questions. For example, should the UK have an assertive foreign policy? How big should the welfare state be? Is Britain a meritocracy? And what they found was that non-voters are similar to voters on these questions. There's little sign of a big, hard left or hard right bloc just waiting for someone to represent them.
OK, so another question is whether it's possible to increase voter turnout. Is that something that politicians are able to do, or is chasing the votes of non-voters as futile as, say, chasing the votes of dead voters?
The answer to that is yes, it is possible. Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign is worth looking at here. His slogan, "Yes, we can," captured the imagination of millions, and turnout did increase from 54 to 58% of the electorate. Now, that might not sound a lot, but what the Obama campaign did successfully was target non-voters, especially non-voting African American and Latino voters in key swing states. They were very focused in their efforts. As James Morris points out, this focus on increased turnout in key districts is what won the election for Mr. Obama.
The brilliance of the Obama approach to turnout was that it was very targeted. African Americans, They live in very specific places because America is still quite racially organized in terms of where people live. So they could go out and organize in specific communities and raise African-American turnout. In a state like Virginia, where Northern Virginia is relatively liberal, Southern Virginia isn't. Southern Virginia has a big black population. You go and get those voters to motivated to vote, and you're going to change what the politics of that state fundamentally. And he was able to do that.
That sounds like music to the ears of the supporters of Jeremy Corbyn here in the UK. If he becomes leader of the Labour Party, all he needs to do is mobilise the support of a relatively small number of non-voters, and a general election victory would be in his grasp.
Well, it's not going to be as easy as that, Tim, because the UK electoral system is very different to the United States. Remember what we said about non-voters predominantly coming from a poor socioeconomic background.
Yes, and therefore they're more likely to vote for parties and candidates on the left.
Yeah, but here's the problem for Labour. As James Morris explains, many of these non-voters can be found in seats that Labour won last time around.
So if you look at the 100 seats with the lowest turnout, Labour hold 91 of them. So if you have a generalised uplift in turnout, that means getting non-voters out to vote. Where are those non-voters? They're in Labour seats. So they can't give Labour that seat twice. So all you do is get a bigger majority in a seat that Labour already holds.
So while in the US, whole states can be won by raising turnout in a few specific counties, to win a UK general election, you need to win the key swing constituencies. These are typically more middle class and have fewer non-voters. Now, it seems easier to win these constituencies by persuading swing voters to switch sides than to persuade non-voters to start voting. And remember, it's twice as valuable to win a vote from your political opponents, because not only do you gain one vote, but they lose one vote.
Well, our very own David Rhodes, thank you very much.